Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Welcome. My name is Sally Kalin. If you are new here, I am so glad you have found this podcast. I have 242 other episodes for you. So take a scroll back and whatever question you have around your relationships, I can guarantee you will find it in one of these episodes. I am all about sharing information to help you make the best choices when it comes to your relationships. I want to see you thrive. I want to see you on fire with life. And I want to see you with great partners, people that are treating you super well, because that is what life's all about, right? Why have a relationship at all if you're not being treated like the goddess or the king that you deserve to be treated like, right? We all deserve that. So I would like to get on to today's show, and I'm going to keep it very simple and short and succinct. And today, it is for anyone that is asking the question, should I stay or should I go? And I had a quiz around this that was a big hit a few years ago. I compiled this quiz because I truly felt like it is something that so many of us are asking, and we really want clarity around that question sometimes, don't we? So I thought, you know what? I haven't spoken about this for a while. I have some clients at the moment, a couple of clients actually that are in this situation, and I have decided to share with you some of the questions that you need to ask yourself if this is a situation you may find yourself in. First of all, I would say, first up, right, that even asking this question is suggesting that you are clearly not in a good place right now. It may be a long-term thing, it may be a short-term thing, but asking this question is something we shouldn't ignore. The question in it, in of itself, is a powerful one. Like, should I stay or should I go? You know, what is that all about? Why am I asking this question? What is really going on for me to be asking this question right now? So with that being said, let's get down to these four to five questions that you need to ask yourself. First one I've just spelled out for you, which is, why am I asking this question? What is going on for me that I am considering leaving this relationship? What is happening? Is it something that has been happening like in the short term, or has it been a long-term situation? What I know to be true is when women, especially women, decide to walk away from a relationship, it's usually been, what I know to be true with from clients and my own situation, a good year to two, even 3 years of thinking about it. It's not something that one day we wake up and say, oh, I think I'm going to walk away from my relationship. We don't want to walk away from our relationships. We want it to work, right? And as you know, if you're familiar with my podcasts, I do talk a lot about toxic relationships because I found myself in a couple of back-to-back relationships over a long period of time. And even those toxic situations, we are still trying to work them out. We're still wanting to stay. We see the good in those people. We, you know, we don't want to leave the relationship. No one gets into a relationship thinking that this is going to be over, right? We opt in because we hope it's a long-term forever thing. So the fact that you're now coming to this situation where you're asking the question, you know, is something that you need to really be paying attention to. Like, why am I asking this? Is this something that's been going on for a long time? And you know, what's really going on for me here? The second question you can ask yourself is this relationship fixable? Can it be fixed? Now, only you know the answer to this. If you have been in love with this person and you have shared a lot of great memories and there has been a lot of good in this relationship, and you know, a lot of it's happened because you may have grown certain parts of each other, and there may be those options where you can fix it, right? Only you can answer that question. However, if this is a relationship that has been incredibly toxic and you feel worn down and depleted and you're battling to hang on, and you know, you're hanging on more from fear and more from being in a familiar situation, then, you know, asking, is this fixable? Is it? I mean, I think you know it probably isn't. If it's been a long period of time, we're talking, you know, a year, two, three, five, 10, you know, if you're talking those kind of time frames, then, you know, and it's been quite toxic in amongst that time, then, you know, you've probably got your answer more than you realize, because we only want to fix things, right, that are worth fixing and that is going to make us happy long term. So that's the second question to ask yourself. The third question is kind of ties into that one, which is, can you see a future with this person? So I want you to think about your life, and I want you to imagine a future without that person in your life. Like, imagine that person is no longer part of your days, part of your conversations. They are no longer that person. Can you see a future without that person? And then you might want to imagine being with someone else, whoever that is. You know, you probably don't know who this person is yet, and just have a vision. Does that feel more like a future, you know, with someone new and someone that maybe aligns more to your values and your ideals and all that kind of stuff? So it's important to sort of take yourself into the future a little bit and say, okay, if I stay with this person, is this fixable? Can I fix this? Can we fix this? And then to sort of go down that path of what would the future look like if, you know, or if I don't stay with this person. So thinking about your life, is this someone you want to grow old with? And it's a question, of course, that I feel can bring up a lot of answers for us when we actually think about the future. The fourth question you can ask yourself is, you know, what has changed for me today from the early days? Like, why, what was it about that person that I loved in the beginning or throughout and in recent times, not so much? What has changed in this relationship to make me be questioning, should I stay or should I go? Right? What has changed? Have you outgrown the person? Do you share different dreams and goals now? Have you taken enough BS and you're done? You know, you're just feeling like, you know, I don't think I can put up with this much longer and I'm getting older and wasting my years. Have you been just with one person for all this time and it's feeling like it's just, you know, you're just bored. You've just completely outgrown each other. But it's interesting, I feel like, to look back and ask yourself, you know, what was it in the beginning that made you fall in love with this person and want to be with this person? Again, can that be ignited again? Is there a possibility? Do you even want to ignite the relationship again? Is that something you would even want to do? Again, should I stay or should I go? I will just throw this one in too, is if there are children involved, I know this can be a lot more difficult because you're asking yourself, well, there's kids and all that kind of stuff. But I want you to think about this quote that I heard years and years ago. I think it was Dr. Phil or someone on the TV that said something like, your kids would rather come from a broken home than live in one. So when people say, I'm doing it for the kids to stay here, it actually is never for the kids, because I truly believe that kids want both parents to be happy. Yes, initially there can be resistance from children because obviously kids want us, you know, the parents to stay together. But long term, staying in a relationship for the kids, especially if there is a lot of toxic stuff going on, is super, like, can really affect the kids, right? Like, emotionally, can be traumatizing. And so it's really about, you know, asking yourself, really, is this something that will work for you? You know, like, because kids are happy if parents are happy, whether that's together or not together, right? And so, yeah, looking at that change, what has changed from back then till then? And yeah, just throwing that part in about the kids too, very important, just to sort of, I just want to emphasize that, because I don't think it's ever a reason to stay in a toxic situation because of the kids, because ultimately the kids suffer more. And the fifth question you can ask yourself, which I think is a really important question, is, have I done all I can to save this, to make it work? So when you look at your life with this person, have you been able to do all you can to save this relationship? So there are the five questions you can ask yourself. Have a think about it. I have my one-to-one coaching program, Heal and Evolve. If you are in a situation where you are wanting to end toxic patterns, dismantle those old programs, or you may have recently gone through a breakup and you're looking to completely reinvent yourself, then this will be the program for you. I can guarantee it. There will be no other program you'll need to do, because in my programs, we go deep, we dive in, and it's about rewiring your subconscious and creating a new version of yourself. If you want to know more, I have a free call offer for you to discuss the program to see if it would be a good fit. So please DM me if this is something you're interested in. But just to recap, those five questions to ask yourself, should I stay or should I go? The first one is, why am I even asking this question? So that's saying something already. Is this relationship fixable at all? Can I see a future with this person? So like, have that real split screen of with the person, without the person. What has changed for me from now to when I first fell in love with this person? To look, because like I say, you may have outgrown this person, and sometimes we just outgrow people, right? And five, have I done all I can to save this relationship? Have I given it my all? Because I really feel like we want to walk away, if we're going to walk away, knowing we did everything we could, right? But at the end of the day, you deserve to be happy, my love. You deserve to be in a healthy, loving relationship. Time waits for no one. And I feel like sometimes we just need that push to say, you know what, I've just got to take action. I've got to make something happen here. And that saying, nothing changes if nothing changes, one of my favorite quotes, because it's absolutely true. You are going to be exactly where you are in 6 months, 6 years from now, if you don't take action, whether it's to stay and, you know, create a new relationship almost, or whether you decide to opt out, that's another path. But to stay stagnant and in that limbo stage can be really like unsettling. And we've got to live a life, right? So on that note, I'm going to love you and leave you. Have an amazing day. I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. And I hope I didn't speak too quickly for you guys today. I felt like I was talking a little bit quickly. But yeah, reach out if you have any questions about this podcast, and I will talk to you soon.